Not seeing the forest for all those trees. This is the Environment Report. I'm Lester Graham. World leaders are meeting in Copenhagen, Denmark next month to begin dealing with global climate change. Maybe not a treaty now. They're backing off that. I guess we'll call it Copenhagen Light. One idea they are still thinking through is to preserve forests and have them absorb heat-trapping carbon dioxide. Sean Ali found some scientists want all this forest talk to include animals, not just the trees.
Yeah, that's right. One of these scientists is Stuart Pym, and he's a biologist at Duke University. He says in Copenhagen, some rich countries might agree to pay poor countries to stop cutting their forests. Pym loves this idea, but he says that not all forests are created equal.
Some forests have more carbon in them than others, and some forests have more species in them than others.
Now, Pym and other biologists say that carbon pricing alone might mean that carbon-poor forests get cut, even if they're home to lots of animal species. He and his colleagues want negotiators to somehow tweak these climate agreements.
So we should be encouraging countries not to burn their forests, and particularly not to burn the forests that are so biologically rich.
Climate negotiators could first take up Pym's idea next month in Copenhagen, Denmark.
Well, let's hope they get something done in Copenhagen. All right, thanks, Sean.
Take care, Lester.
This is the Environment Report. Trees along big city streets have a pretty rough life. One artist thinks if people knew more about the trees, they'd appreciate them more. Samara Freemark reports from New York's Tree Museum.
About a year ago, an artist named Katie Holton was asked to do a piece commemorating Grand Concourse Boulevard in the Bronx. And the first thing she thought of was trees. The concourse, after all, is lined with hundreds of them. The problem was no one Katie talked to seemed particularly happy that the trees were there.
Kids told me that the trees should all be chopped down because they couldn't see their apartment building. One teacher told me that all the trees were the same, there was only one kind of tree.
People just didn't pay much attention to the trees, and when they did, they often messed with them, which is actually pretty common treatment for street trees. People pin street trees with flyers, they chain their bikes around trees, which strips off the bark. In fact, about half of all trees that are planted in New York City die. So Holton figured one way to protect the street trees was to get people to understand all the good they do. So she recruited her neighbors to record messages about 100 of the Grand Concourse's trees. She placed markers in the cement listing numbers to call in to hear the recordings, and she called the whole thing the Tree Museum.
And so here's one of the markers.
So we called the number, and this is what we hear.
This tree is busy cooling the air and helping to keep our rivers clean. The leaves in the canopy...
So it's not really clear just how many people are calling into the Tree Museum, or whether the recordings are changing anyone's mind. But Holton says at least it's a start. Joyce Hoagie lives farther up the concourse. She says the city cut down hundreds of Bronx trees this year to make room for the new Yankee Stadium.
One street had these giant oaks, and they formed this beautiful canopy. And on the hottest day of the year, you could walk through there, and you didn't even know it was scorching hot over there because it was so cooling, so refreshing. Honest to goodness, the minute those trees came down, people just became outraged. They did not realize what they had until they lost it.
So now Joyce Hoagie is also spreading the word about the Tree Museum. She hopes it will give her neighbors 100 reasons to care about the trees around them and look out for them.
They took all the trees and put them in a tree museum.
Support comes from the Joyce Foundation and the Great Lakes Fishery Trust. You can find more information and post your comments at environmentreport.org. The Environment Report comes from the University of Michigan.
You paved paradise and put up a parking lot.